plan on having a big meal just before seeing Julie and Julia. All they do in the movie is eat, and the food is to die for. There are only three things that Julie and Julia and 2002's The Hours have in common as movies. They celebrate womanhood. There are two stories set in different places at different times, and both have Meryl Streep. Writer-director Nora Ephron stirs two successful memoirs into one script, Julie Powell's Julie and Julia and Julia Child's My Life in France. With it, Ephron cooks up a gastronomical gas of a movie that's a bright paean to the tall lady with the funny voice who spent all that time cooking great dishes in her PBS kitchen. Julie and Julia is something like public TV's Upstairs, Downstairs as well, with Meryl Streep as Julia Child upstairs, so to speak. She lives in Paris with her U.S. diplomat husband Paul, played by Stanley Tucci. Downstairs, so to speak, Amy Adams as Julie Powell lives with her husband Eric, played by Chris Messina. The younger couple's downstairs is really upstairs over a Bronx pizzeria. With time to kill in Paris in about 1950, Child heads to cooking class after exposure to French cuisine. Powell, in a later time, seeks release from job stress as a government worker in New York, taking calls from grieving relatives of 9/11 victims. Her therapy over a year's time is to cook more than 500 recipes from Julia Child's French cookbook, then blog about it. The film freshly backs and forths between the storylines and is just plain delightful. Streep is Child, and the rest of the cast couldn't be better. It's a high-caloric feast for those who love good food and stories, but even more, appreciate that tall, gregarious woman who seemed to never have a bad day in her long, rich, and generous life. Anyone not wishing to get away from real violence and fear, like such things as the gun massacre last Tuesday in that gym in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the perfect getaway is just what it says it is. But as most horror porno goes, David Toy's new film cheats. The players must act like characters they really aren't in the film to fool the moviegoer. Getaway gets just plain absurd when these actors, in character, as characters they really aren't, doing a one-on-one scene of conversation, they act like the characters they really aren't. Give me a break. How dumb is an audience supposed to be? Such cinema makes me not nearly as angry as everyone in The Perfect Getaway seems to be. The pornography of this flick is the blood and the wounds shown in fleeting glimpses. Yet the R-rated Getaway is so wussy in terms of showing naked flesh, appropriate editing and camera angles are always in play to allow only PG-13 ganders at nude swimmers in a Hawaiian paradise. The R is for blood and language. After about 30 minutes of this bloody turkey, I felt like I really needed to get away, for sure, but not to any isolated reality TV show island. The Perfect Getaway should be called Manson in Paradise. But there's hope for young people at the movies this weekend. You could call it a bolt, that which strikes young Tom Hansen when he first lays eyes on smart, pretty, and confident Summer Finn in Mark Webber's damn good movie called 500 Days of Summer. Tom is played by Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and Summer is played by Zoe Deschanel. Tom slips deeper into what I'd call smittenhood with Summer, even though she's declared up front that their hooking up should be just a casual thing. There's not much rough language, and sex play in this fun, breezy film is on the back burner, even though Tom and Summer plainly do become intimate. It gives the movie a mature, non-pandering feel, even though folks who embarrass or offend easily watching modern movies might think it's a work of maybe, say, Satan. Director Webb splashes charisma all over the screen that's reminiscent of Woody Allen's Annie Hall and Mike Nichols' The Graduate, the latter of which a short clip is seen. This summer movie has a good script and some really fine acting that's backed up well by a youngster named Chloe Moritz. She plays Tom's 12-year-old sister, Rachel. Little Sis gives out Dr. Phil-type advice to brother Tom on how to navigate his way with Summer. Rachel is so cool and confident, she may be breaking a law somewhere. Walking out of the theater, I asked two women in the lobby if they liked 500 Days of Summer. Both gradually and knowingly smiled and said yes, they had. Both ladies were opening themselves up to a total stranger to affirm the simple act of remembering what it is to be 25 again. That's certainly what 500 Days of Summer had done for me. Isn't that what a good movie's for? And this P.S., two best movies I've seen this summer are 500 Days of Summer and The Hurt Locker. Down in the Valley, I'm Gary Chu.